Vacation Land numbers.
Yeah.
Oh. Here comes our chair dog, Kobu. Followed up by the vice chair, Dirk Codex. And our operations cat, Nova. Hey, Kobu, are you ready? I think he's a little nervous. You guys think so?
Yeah.
Well, it is your turn to talk.
I want to know, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, I think they're ready. I guess I have to be ready. So, first of all, I just want to hear from you guys. How do you guys think we did?
Yeah, I think they liked it.
It sounds like we may have put on a pretty good show.
Yeah, you put on a great show.
Yeah!
I will say, this does not look like a first-year con to my eyes. There were a lot of people. But we'll get to that in a minute. First, I just want to say some other numbers to leave you on the edge of your seat. So the first number I want to do is the number of panels we had, which was 43. We had 43 panels, and as far as I'm aware, that is not including main events at all. So holy heck did the panelists come out, and they ran a lot of good programming. So a round of applause for all the panelists that volunteered their time to entertain and educate. We also had a staggering 60-plus staff members, some of which were brought on during the weekend because we were not expecting the crowd that arrived. So we needed all the help we could get, and a round of applause for our staff. I hope they all followed the staff 411 rule and got at least a little bit of sleep every night. Everybody was working real hard. And then the numbers that everyone's interested in, we'll start with fursuits. We printed barely enough fursuit tags because in the parade, we had 225 fursuiters. And we gave away 240 plus ear tags. We lost count a little bit because we tried to rush to print a few more. But holy heck, did you guys suit up? Oh my god. And then big number. Is everybody ready for the big number?
Yeah.
Do you think we might want to get a couple of guesses to see what some people think?
Yeah, what do you guys think? First year attendance?
800!
Lower!
3,500!
For first year
lower!
17,000!
I like the 420 that I heard screamed. We had... Let me just say, we were anticipating how many Codex?
I mean, our early projections, we thought we were going to get maybe 400, 450, 500 max.
We had 822.
You guys are amazing.
We were kept on our toes the entire event, running around, because there were twice as many of you as we thought there was going to be. But it sounds like, despite doubling our attendance, it sounds like everybody had a great time, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So, heck yeah! All right, that's my numbers. There's going to be a few more numbers later, but that's all I want to deal with because I'm currently melting. I'm probably approximately 290 degrees, so I'm going to hand it over to our director of marketing, the Scree. It's Kyle.
Okay, I'm swearing on nerves. So first of all, with my art team, Pidge, would you want to come on out? pitch is... they also did the line work for the t-shirts that you all love and are wearing probably right now. I just want to give a thank you to all of the artists. I know that three of them could not be here, but they all put a lot of time and effort into all of the work they did. And I hope that you've seen it all on social media or you have the merchandise. They just worked their butts off and they deserve the thanks. Oh, yeah. We have Divergence, Honey, I call them Honey, but they're Divergence, then we have Dinger Fox, which can't be here, and then we have Brenstone Studios, which also cannot be here. So I want to thank them all publicly.
Did you guys like the art and the merch? Was it good? I would be rocking our t-shirts every day.
And then I know, I think it was Honey and Pitch both were in the first dance comp. So they did pretty awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And then I would like to call out the department head for merchandise. Come on out, Ark. If you've been to the hotel's bar, you may have noticed that we had a special menu. A lot of that menu was built directly by ARC. So they worked on the printouts at the bar and helped with the coming up with the names. So I hope you like the names. I like the sippy melon juice, just saying. Nobody knows that inside joke.
There is nothing better than hearing a hotel employee say, "Oh, I have your three sippy melon juices."
Yeah, the bartenders got adjusted to our menu, I could say that. So, yep, and the coasters that we had at merchandise as well are based off of those names, so I love them. I think they're awesome, and I can't wait to see what we can do for the next year for that. And then coming up in the future, I already have eyes for next year's merchandise, and that includes a full calendar and coloring book. I think we have an awesome art team and art and merchandise. We can get a very fun coloring book for all ages. Not all ages.
For the young and the young at heart.
Yes. And then just as a heads up, with the merchandise, we will be having year exclusive merchandise. So if you did not get some of the merchandise this weekend, I cry a little bit inside, but I hope that you are interested in the merchandise we will put out in the future, and I know that we're going to probably double or more, so hopefully the budget for that. But yes, thank you, Ark. You put a lot of time and effort into this.
Ark was busting their butt the last couple of days. It was 24/7 work, and I truly appreciate everything you did in the last run up to this. You made a lot of what everybody saw happen.
I know that we had some stuff to work on as soon as you got to the hotel too. So, I mean, thank you for putting all that time in. And then you had your own dealer scent table as well. So, I know you have a lot going on. Thank you for the work. I don't have the department head here. They could not get work off for today because Domino's is apparently mean to them. Please don't sue us. So some people might call this BirdCon. I'm not going to admit that. Even if you chant bird over and over again at the first BirdCon, I'm not going to admit it.
Bird, 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 bird,
bird, bird. Hey, first you guys want a LobsterCon, now you want BirdCon. I can't decide, so I'll just put it off.
How about SkyRatCon?
What is it?
Sky Rat.
And then I just want to highlight one of the wonderful things that our department head, Pinky, did for us is scheduled all of the AtCon posts to run on what we call Postyverb. I think it's an open source application that we use to schedule our posts, and yes, it is a bird name. I swear there's no correlation there. One of the achievements that they did for us is we have over 1,000 followers. I don't know the exact number now, but I remember it was 1111. I took a screenshot because that was cool.
We got 100 followers in 1 weekend.
Yeah, we got over 100 followers from you all attending, essentially. So I love that. And as a marketing head, I also want to put out there that the hotel light kind of went viral. The logo on the side of the building, if you haven't seen it, went viral. Well, I call it viral. Not officially, but people, I think, enjoyed it. And when you pull up to the convention at night and you just see a giant paw print on the hotel, I think people enjoy that. So I hope we can do more fun, exciting things like that.
I mean, did anybody go out for drinks or for dinner and then you walk out and you go, oh, home?
As someone dubbed it, the furry signal.
All right, and then if after this, I know we have the Scritchin whatever. Yeah.
The Scritchin.
We're safe for work. We're not going to say that word here. But if you have any ideas for art or merchandise that we could do that you would be interested in, we would like to hear that. I like ideas. It helps me create more ideas, and I hope that we can make second year a lot better. I mean, not that it's not good now, but I like to make everything better. That's my goal as a department head. Or, you know, my job, Kobu.
It's been a long weekend.
He's not wrong. It has been a long weekend.
Yeah. But that's all I got. I will turn it over to Novar.
Cat.
Cat.
Cat. Well, I'm Novar Links. I'm the Director of Operations for Percation Land, and pretty much the departments that I run is all the behind-the-scenes stuff that keeps your convention exciting and safe. And one of those, of course, is our amazing AV team all the way in the back there. And they got a few things they wanted to say, so Vector, you there?
Yeah. Hello, this is your friendly voice of God, Victor, head of AV. I hope everyone enjoyed all the events and main events and all the panel rooms this weekend. Of course, couldn't have done it without working with our awesome programming department. Just like to remind everyone, we have a full lineup of dances scheduled tonight as well. So if you want to stave off that PCD, come on down and flail around with me a little bit. Also, if anyone is around tomorrow and would like to get some volunteer hours and some free food from me, you can come help us strike and learn a little bit about AV and get to meet the team. We're always looking for help and volunteers for future cons. And last announcement, I'd like to thank everyone that came to our AV Power Hour panel. We raised over $120 for charity and played some awfully terrible, great music on full blast. So thank you. And again, let's hear it for our awesome board of directors and all of our con staff.
Thank you, Vector. All you guys went through a big bunch this weekend, and I really, really like what you guys were able to put together in the time we gave you. It was, this whole con was just full speed ahead for several months, and I'm just really glad we were able to put everything together like this. Next, I want to thank the IT team. What do you guys think of our con's website? Our website team couldn't be at the con because of various things, but they did a great job putting together the website, and we're looking forward to making an even better website for the next year. I'd also like to thank the head of IT who busted her, or I shouldn't say things like that. The head of IT who worked real hard with me on Thursday running all the computer lines. You may notice the Cat5 cables ran everywhere. But running all the lines and putting up all the equipment, putting out all the laptops and making sure this convention's network and communication systems worked the whole weekend. So between me and her, I just want to say, like, we did a great job. Next, I want to Next, I want to thank our logistics team. That's Mr. DeWolf, who is hiding in his office most of the con, and Fiddick and all the others that helped make sure that all our equipment and assets and stuff got moved here safely and in one piece, and that we didn't lose anything. And making sure that all our internal communications were running smoothly, and they just did a great job hiding in the back, helping things run well. So they're awesome. Last but certainly not least, our safety and accessibility team, who was run by Fox Trek over here on the other side. And our volunteer coordinator, Phil, who's currently out in the office just working on things. But I like them. I'm going to turn this over to Fox Trek to say a few things about the safety and accessibility department.
Hello, my name is Devin. I'm the head of safety for VacationNet. And I would first like to say thank you, everyone here. You were fantastic this year.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Burr.
Yes.
Burr-tastic. Burr-tastic. So as you heard, we had a lot of attendees this year, more than we had expected. And my team was severely understaffed because of it. But you guys made it easy. And so I wanted to thank you first for having a great weekend. I would also like to thank Fiddle, our volunteer coordinator, and those of you who chose to volunteer this weekend. We could not have put this on without you guys. So thank you once again to all of you, and I hope to see you again next year.
Thank you so much for making this weekend amazing. I'm glad you all had a great time. So, hold on.
One final thing, if you guys are missing anything, we have a whole bunch of lost items in our safety office, so stop by and see if we have your thing.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
All right, I guess that brings it back to me. So, at the moment, at least, I also oversee our events department, which includes programming, which AV already thanked a little bit, but they need a second thank you because, my goodness, I didn't have to worry about programming at all. It just ran itself. So, Wally, wherever you are, can you, like, stand up and take a bow, please? Because you need to do that. Wally is like me. If there's an event nearby, he goes, oh, I'm going to work as hard as I can on this. And now we're both up to, I think, three cons. And we crossed over with all three of them. Huh, I guess I'm going to see a lot of you. but that brings us to gaming. Is Nova around? I don't know if Nova is around.
May still be
right there. Right there.
Nova, come here.
Nova, come in here. I want to know how the game room was. And then you can invite someone else on stage to go over the results of a certain tournament.
The game room was awesome. Everybody had a great time. It looks like we had a lot of games that we were able to share with everybody, and I think that everybody had a great time.
Yeah!
I think, at times the game room was a little crowded. So maybe next time we'll be expanding a little bit, and there's already a little bit of talk about splitting tabletop and video gaming to keep the quiet stuff quiet and the loud stuff loud. We'll do our very best, because I know that was a little bit of a concern throughout the weekend.
So I guess part of the next thing is, how'd you guys enjoy the pinball machine? That's something you definitely will see at a con very often, is an old school pinball machine, right? That being said, I would like to invite Fiddick, our resident pinball owner and pinball wizard, up to the stage to crown the winner!
I've never been happier to bring a $2,000 heavy wooden box anywhere in my life this weekend. What'd you guys think of that? Do you like that? You play that? I have my own numbers straight from the machine. You all played that for 1,057 minutes. That's over 17 hours of playtime on that machine only. 600 games. And it was being played when I came down here. So we've raised over $150, 25 cents at a time for the charity. We've had a tournament today, just a simple elimination tournament today. Huxley won that. Not sure if they're here. As you can see, I'm wearing the pinball crown. And I've got the pinball wizard badge on right now. Do we have that song ready to go here? It's time. It's time. Unfortunately, I gotta relinquish my pinball crown. Yurix, come on up here and claim your prize. Yurix has the highest score over the whole weekend of 5,232,300 points. That machine will be back here every year they invite me. And when there was one, there might be two.
And last but not least, for events, photography, which is won by the just amazing Sven Fennick, another department that I just don't need to worry about. I just tell Sven, do your thing, and it happens. We had an amazing springtime setup. And I hope everybody got their photos because they were looking beautiful. We got to see some in his channel on Telegram. And Sven, seriously, thank you so much for doing what you do and just donating your time and your skills to our event. A round of applause for Sven. Yes, we had many, many volunteers and staff on his team that I should also thank. That is very important. We had Annex, Shutter, Ventura. I'm sure I'm forgetting someone because... Coda. I said that. I got that one. You're both tired. but yeah, thank you to Sven and his whole team. Absolutely love it. Can't wait to have you back next year with maybe a set of a different theme. But that's to be determined, I guess. But I guess that brings us to our last director, the treasurer, who kind of does the boring stuff.
I just like to play with numbers all day. But first, I want to thank our registration team, Running Red and all the rest of them, for processing nearly twice as many of you as we were expecting with, you know, the same number of staff. Almost no issues. That was amazing. Thank you. I also need to give a quick shout out to Concat and its amazing developers who worked with us at every step of the way, worked with us to implement new features practically overnight. They were amazing. Thanks, Concat. Then one more thing before I get into some more fun numbers. If you won a silent auction item, you probably received an email from me telling you to pick it up. And you probably haven't picked it up yet. Some of you have. I'm going to be hanging out here afterwards. Feel free to come find me or send me an email if you need to work something else out. But I'll be here for that. Now onto the Bucket Brigade. There are two winners of the Bucket Brigade Challenge this year. There's Dumb Fox, who brought in $111.65. Let's give it up for Dumb Fox. No kai, it's not you this time. And then to Fusky Floofs with $110.50. For your amazing work, Dumb Fox. You're getting a sponsor registration for your Cajun Land 2024. And Fusky, you're going to get a basic registration for Vacation Land 2024. Thank you so much. Now, we already briefly talked about our volunteers again, but I just need to reiterate. We had so many volunteers that we kind of had a hard time keeping track of all of them sometimes. That was fantastic. And without all of you guys, it's kind of scary to think of how many problems we would have had. So once again, thank you so much, volunteers. You made this happen. And when the deal was done in the artist alley, we kept our artist alley stocked in that hallway with about 10 artists every day, all day, and they did amazing work. I loved being able to walk by there every time I went to the dealer's den and seeing all of their amazing work. They were great, and we had 21 dealers this year. I think next year, maybe we'll have even a few more, but I thought the den was looking amazing, and shout out to Nisha and Pisces for holding down the fort in there, and the dealer's den staff. It was amazing.
I'm going to have to use downstairs for the newest.
Now we got the big numbers, yeah. Fun numbers.
Yeah. Probably best spot to expand.
The total that we raised from the Bucket Brigade and in the charity room. Short folks for whole, please come on up.
I mean, Kata, come on. You're the treasurer. You should have been on top of this, man. It's been a long week, man, but short folks, you guys have been absolutely amazing.
I think we're missing something.
I think we really are.
I think we forgot something.
I think we did too. I think I should go help our charity head bring that.
It looks pretty big.
And it does look pretty big, so. Yeah. I'll have our cat move up here a little bit, but I think Kovu, you also need to stand up because, you know, you're going to have to help me once you get up here. Maibu! Come bring us! Bring Heather!
From the Bucket Brigade, donations in the charity room, the Power Hour. Direct donations to Short Folks for Hope and the auction today. We raised $6,611.46 for Short Folks for Hope. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You guys are amazing. Give yourselves a huge round of applause.
You're also our guest of honor here. So I just want to know, how did you enjoy the con, Laguna? So you had a lot of fun? I'm starting to learn Dutchie a little bit, spending the whole weekend with you, but... Okay, I kind of lost it there, I'm sorry. Maybe... Can someone translate for me?
I'm so grateful to be a part of this. I'm just overwhelmed. I've got a wet head right now.
Don't we all? I'm so glad that we can support you guys. I love the work that you do. Obviously, we've hung out a few times before the con. We visited the hotel together. We donated some money ahead of time, and I'm really happy that this number is a lot bigger than that number. And I hope it goes really far to help all the help all the cancer warriors out there that you do work for. So I hope it goes a long way, and I'm so glad you guys are here and involved, and I love working with you guys.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you. Myself, Andrew, Laguna, the Short family, and the entire Short Folks for Hope board and volunteers. We are so grateful for your support. It will go very much a long way and be able to bring our characters to the kids who are having it really rough with life-threatening illnesses, and to be able to bring hope to those who have lost their smiles, as Luvuna said.
Let's give it up for Short Books for the really, really important work that they do. And thank you guys so much for supporting them.
And that, folks, concludes ending ceremonies. The post-con depression is setting in.
But look at the bright side. Maybe we'll see you all here in Portland in 2024. All right, I just want to say I love you all. Truly, this doing this thing is like a dream of mine. I am, my whole board of directors and staff has made this possible, and it means a lot to me that I'm able to put this together with a big team of dumb animals. It really means a lot to me. And the fact that you guys all trusted us to put on a good show and come out here, it really means a lot.
I mean, so, we did have to put up with almost 6.5 months of his stink.
You put this together in about half a year. It was rough. But seriously, thank you guys so much. All right, but on that note, we do have our dead dog dances, so shake your tails tonight like there's no tomorrow, because it's kind of true. And otherwise, the directors will be in the scritch end in, oh god, Wally, you need to help me out. Which panel room is it?
Two.
Panel room two, right after this. I just have to get out of this sopping wet green carpet. Yikes. But we'll be there to listen to what you liked, what you didn't like, what suggestions you have, because everybody has a different pair of eyes and a different voice. So please give us your feedback. Go to the dead dog after that. Uh-oh.
So I'm seeing somebody looks like they're raising their hand. You got a question? Currently, at the moment, we do not have a theme specifically chosen and or dates. We are still working with the hotel at the moment.
It's a first-year thing. As we mentioned during opening, the hotel went, what's a furry convention? And we said, you'll see. We'll find out real quick. But honestly, we've spoken to the GM, we've spoken to convention services, we've spoken to people working the bar and lounge, the restaurant, and I haven't heard one bad thing. And the number one thing being said is, wow, you guys kind of really take care of yourselves, and you're just kind of having fun here. And we're making a lot of money in the kitchen, so do you guys want to come back next year?
I want to honestly give the biggest, loudest round of applause to our hotel staff.
We hope to be back here next year, but obviously with our numbers as big as they were this year, we're going to have to talk about additional meeting space. So I'm glad we didn't sign anything yet.
I am too, that we're glad we haven't signed anything yet, because we definitely have a lot of talking to do after this.
All right. Now am I allowed?
Now you're allowed.
I'm allowed, and he gave me permission. All right, so Scritchin, after this in panel, oh my god.
Panel two.
See, I'm just testing you guys. Panel two. And then the dead dog dances, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Shake it. Shake it real good. And otherwise, We see you all next year for Furcation Line 2024! Now, get out of my room!
And suitors, make sure that you stay hydrated.
So, I don't know how long that's gonna take.